Documents that you should have after a divorce. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. You know, divorce is a terrible subject for everybody, but heartaches and sorrow aside, you have to be an absolutely meticulous record keeper. That's a skill I've never been very good at, but oh how important it would be in the case of a divorce, which by the way, I'm not contemplating. So, besides a judge-signed divorce decree, what additional financially related documents should a divorce party change or obtain once the proceedings are finalized? Stated differently, what are some steps divorcing persons should take from a financial perspective once the divorce is final? University of Idaho Extension's Andrew Bingham says that persons should ask employers to recalculate their W-4 federal income tax deductions.
Make sure that you get that recalculated with your employer. Go to your HR department.
Also update vehicle titles when either person in a divorce receives a vehicle. Bingham says after a divorce is an important time for parties to obtain and update vital information documents.
You want a copy of the final signed divorce, the finalized copy that's signed by the judge. This is more important for any spouse if they took on their spouse's last name and you decide not to go back to your maiden name.
This becomes important in updating vital documents such as social security cards and driver's licenses. Divorcing or divorced parents should order duplicates of health insurance and social security cards if needed for their children. David Sparks, in association with the Ag Information Network.